This is a life-changing message from New Light Christian Center Church in Houston, Texas. And now, let's join Dr. I.V. Hilliard.
All right. Turn with me your Bibles now to Ezekiel 28. Ezekiel 28. All right, Ezekiel 28, we're going to pick up, and you know, I don't have to review because y'all were already here, right? So, but for the sake of person who might pick up the tape, we've already taught and laid the foundation, so I advise you to get the first tape to this. We understand there is a spirit world. We understand that there is a spiritual conflict going on. We understand that we are a part of that spiritual conflict, and we understand that we have an enemy called the devil. And our last passage we read from 1 Peter 5, there it talks about he's our adversary. So the devil is not our friends. Our friend, he's not our friend at all. He's an adversary. We're at war with the devil and the host of demons and fallen spirits. We need to know about our enemy. We found out in Luke chapter 14 that if you're going to go to war, you need to study your enemy. So that is what we are doing now. We are having a strategy session where we are now studying the enemy. We want to study his origin. We want to find out where he came from. We want to study his tactics. We want to examine how he has fought on other battlefronts so that we can get an idea of how we need to develop our strategy and move with confidence as we go up against the devil, because you will have to confront him. Look, the person next to you, he's talking to you now. All right, now, let's look at the devil in Ezekiel chapter, what did I tell you? 28, check with your neighbor. Make sure your neighbor has it. Make sure they're not, over in the New Testament. Let's pick it up there at verse 11. It says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him," watch this, "Thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the psalm, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold, and the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created." Now this is talking about Lucifer and how God made him. He had music built into him. His name Lucifer means light bearer or light bringer. I mean, gorgeous, beautiful creature God made him. "Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire." Now, if you study scripture, you'll understand when the Bible talks about stones of fire, it is talking about the stones that are right before the throne of God. So it says, you were there right before the throne of God, walking up and down in front of the throne of God. Watch this in verse 15. "Thou wast perfect in all thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee." So it's saying here of Lucifer that he was this tremendously, incredibly handcrafted, God-crafted being, an anointed cherub, and that he was there, access to the throne, and perfect in every way. But he had a will, and he decided of his own. The Bible says iniquity was found in him. He decided to rebel against God. It says, "By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty." Here's what happened. "Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, and they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries." Underline that, thy sanctuaries. So to say he had sanctuaries he was in charge of suggests that he operated in some priestly capacity. "By the multitudes of thine iniquities, but by the iniquity of thy traffic, therefore, I will bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee. I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. Now this is packed with incredible information that we can't get all out tonight, but we want to get enough out of it so that we can expose the devil's origin. So we understand he's created by God, an anointed cherub, and we also understand he had a host of angels that were under him, but also we can see also now that there are some sanctuaries, some other areas that he has responsibilities for. Now I'm going to share with this with you, then I'm going to prove it by scripture. In the world that was, Satan had charge over the earth. It was his responsibility to lead the inhabitants of the earth then into worship to God. But he looked up one day and decided he wanted that worship. He looked up one day and decided, I need to get some of that praise. He decided, I want to be God. Now, watch this. Turn with me your Bibles now to Genesis chapter 1. The day he decided that was the day that all hell broke loose, so to speak. Genesis chapter 1. All right? Verse 1 says, in the beginning, or in the dateless past, God created the heavens, or heaven, and the earth. Then the next scripture says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now there is something that happened between verse 1 and verse 2 that we're going to expose by scripture tonight. There is something that happened because God does all things well. Now put your ribbon here. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 14. Put your ribbon here on Genesis chapter 1. But we see now, first verse said, God created the heavens and the earth. Then the next verse lets us know that something has happened because now the world is a ball of confusion. The world is all out of sorts. It is in chaos. Something happened between verse 1 of Genesis first chapter and verse 2. Something happened, and what happened, I submit to you, was this awesome rebellion that took place in heaven. This rebellion took place, and not only did it take place in heaven, but since Satan had charge of the then earth, the world that was then, he deceived the whole world that was then to also rebel against God. So the inhabitants of the world that was then, along with a third of the host of heaven, he deceived all of them to rebel against God. And it got God mad. Isaiah chapter 14. Amen. Y'all enjoying this? Watch this. All right, now, let's pick it up there in verse 9. Isaiah 14, 9. It says, hail from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth, and it hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. All they that speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vows, and the worm is spread unto thee, and the worms cover thee. Now what's going on here? Because it says that hell was waiting on somebody. Now, verse 12 says, because somebody fell, right? Now let's see who fell. Art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? So somebody in hell was waiting on Lucifer to get there. And when he got there, they said, oh, you just like us now. All right. O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? What nations is he talking about? Couldn't be our nations, because our nation had not come about yet. So this had to be the world it was. All right? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend unto heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Stars of God's talking about angels, right? I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the clouds. Wait a minute. He wants to ascend above the clouds. So that suggests he's in a place where the clouds are above him. So he's on the earth and the clouds are above him. Because before he fell, he had charge of the earth to lead the earth in worship to God. But one day, as everybody's worshiping, he looks around and say, I can be God too. Why lead them into worship? God, they should worship me. So look what he says. It says, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell. Now we're going to talk about five regions of the underworld. This word for hell is Sheol here. It says, to the sides of the pit. Everybody say the pit. Come on, everybody say the pit. Because his destination is the pit. And we already found out that there's somebody in the pit waiting for him. Because we read in the previous verses, and it's waiting on him. And then when he gets there, he goes, oh, you like us now. So we need to find out who's in the pit. Look at the person that said, we need to find out who's in the pit. All right, now watch this. They, who's ever in the pit, shall see thee, they that shall see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble? After the Lord finished with him, you did that and did shake kingdoms, that made the world a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners. So I'm saying here, they're saying that you're the one that caused the world to become this desolate wilderness place. This world that was before was a world that was inhabited. It was a world that had people here. It was a world that had cities here. Turn with me your Bibles now. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. All right, in the beginning, what happened? God created the what? Come on, look at the person that says, stay with him. All right, verse 2, and the earth was without form and void. And that in the Amplified, it says, without form and an empty waste. All right? And darkness upon the face of the deep. When the Bible talks about the deep, it's talking about water. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So I can see now that the whole world is engulfed in water. The whole world is engulfed in water. Now, it is not the nature of God to create something that ugly. Deuteronomy chapter 32. It's not the nature of God to create something that despicable. His nature is revealed in his word. So when we look in his word, we find verse 4 says, Deuteronomy 32, 4 says, he is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. So whatever God does, he does it in a perfect order. Turn with me to Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45. Verse 18 says, are you there? For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he has established it and created it not in vain. Over in Amplified, it says, created it not to be a worthless waste. So he did not create it like we see it in verse 2. He did not create it like we see it in verse 2. So something happened. Turn with your Bibles to Job chapter 9 and let Job speak to us. Job, the book of Job is the oldest book in the Bible. It is the oldest book. Incredible revelation that Job had concerning the things of God as God spoke to him. All right? And we're going to see something that lines up as a common scripture with what we read in Genesis chapter 1. It says, are you there, Job chapter 9? It says, which removeth the mountains, verse 5, which removeth the mountains, and they know not, which turneth them in his anger, which overturneth them in his anger. So it says God overturned mountains in his anger. Which shaketh, we found what the earth was shaking, right? We looked at one passage where it's talking about the world was shaken there in Isaiah chapter 14. Which shaketh the earth out of her place, and the pillars thereof tremble. Which commandeth the sun, and it riseth not, and sealeth up the stars. Now, this could not be, this has to be a reflection of what happened in the past, which spreadeth along, which alone spreadeth out the heavens and treadeth upon the waves of the sea. Remember we read in verse 2 that the Lord came, the Spirit of the Lord moved on the face of the waters. Here he is walking on the water here. So see, this passage is a passage that is referencing this destruction, that when the devil caused the world to rebel against him, it made God angry and the world felt his wrath. He destroyed creation. When he put out the light, now those of you who are went to school, I think they even taught this in high school, that the only thing that keeps this earth from freezing is the sun. And that if the sun would go out, we'd freeze in a second. That's amazing, isn't it? And here, he put the sun out. So if God put the sun out, then in a split second, this earth became a ball of ice. And that's why archaeologists have uncovered dinosaurs still eating. Because in a split second, the world that was no more. Glory to God. Now, turn with me in your Bibles. We're going to see something else in here. Look in Jeremiah chapter 4. Look in Jeremiah chapter 4. Now, I hope you brought your shouting shoes. That's a shouting point in here. If I can get there, I sure won't get there. All right, watch this. Now, Jeremiah sees this vision of what happened between verse 1 and 2. He says, I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. And I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and lo, there was no man. So this was a period when man did not exist. And all the birds of heaven were fled. Verse 26. What, y'all not with me? Y'all better get with me. I'll be shouting all by myself. Now, didn't I tell y'all where I was?
No.
Oh, y'all said, all right. And y'all just going to let me go on and shout? Y'all don't stop me. Look, I've been in this word all day long. And I'm telling y'all, if y'all don't stop me, I'll be going to shout all by myself. I'm trying to take y'all with me. See? All right, watch this, verse 21. It says, I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. Now, that sounds like what we pick up in Genesis chapter 1, don't it? All right, watch this. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled. And what did I tell them? 23. Lord Jesus. People out there in the satellite, y'all got it, though. Y'all got me in the spirit. All right. All right, watch the verse 20. 23. Y'all messing with my time. All right. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. We together now, right? Now, that sounds like what we pick up in Genesis chapter 1, too, right? All right, and I beheld the mountains, and lo, they tremble, and all the hills move lightly. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of heaven were fled. So this was a time when man was not around. Man as we know him was not around. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness. And all the cities, so there were cities that were there before. So I got a twofold witness now of cities being on the earth before man came on the scene. And therefore, cities were broken down at the presence of the Lord and by his fierce anger. They rebelled against the Lord, and he said, I'm cutting the lights off. Can you see this? Watch this. For thus hath the Lord said, watch this. The whole land shall be desolate. Yet, glory to God, will I not make a full end? In other words, will I not restore it? He said, this world comes to an end, but don't worry. I'm going to restore it. So that's what we see in Genesis chapter 1. When the first thing God does, he cuts back on the light. He says, let there be light. All right, now watch this. It ain't time to shout yet. It ain't time to shout. Come on. It ain't time to shout yet. Watch this. Look with me now. Isaiah 24. See, when I look at the masterful plan of God, oh, glory, and understand that it is God that's backing me up when I go up against the devil, then I go up against him bold because I understand the history behind this warfare. But if you don't have any knowledge and you go up against the devil thinking the devil holding all the cards in his hands, you go in there already ready for defeat because you're full of fear. All right, verse 1. All right, Isaiah 24 and 1. Behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty and maketh it waste, and turneth it upside down, and scattereth it abroad, the inhabitants thereof. So when God did this, it was already inhabited, and the inhabitants were running to and fro. Can you understand the chaos? Now, these inhabitants were these people who were on the earth before Adam that rebelled against God, that he sent down to the pit. These are demons, or the devils that we call, what the Bible's called them, we call them demons. But demons are not fallen angels. That's a whole nother category of spirit being. But these inhabitants who rebelled against God, when God destroyed this earth and their bodies then were destroyed, then their spirits were entombed in the pit. And they were sitting down there waiting for the devil. Uh-huh. You the one. All right, watch this. Now, turn to Job 38. Job 38, I think it's Job 38. Turn to Job 38. Hitting the word of God, awesome. Hallelujah. Watch this. Job had begun, and Job's friends were around them, and when he had gone through this sickness and that sort of thing, and then they had all been speaking crazy to Job about God, and then God speaks up for himself. Verse 38, then the Lord answered Job out of a whirlwind and said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Now, what are you doing all this talking for and don't know what you're saying? Gird up thy loins, verse 3 now, gird up now thy loins like a man. For I will demand of thee and answer thou me. In other words, you've been doing all this talking, so now I want you to answer me. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare. If, say what, in other words, you know, God said, where were you? And then Job said, come on, talk to me. All right. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest, or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? And who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, morning stars talking about angels, right? And all the sons of God shouted for joy. In other words, he said, now where were you, Job? He said, and who shut up the sea with doors when it break forth as if it had issues out of the womb? If it had issued out of the womb. Now look at verse 29. That's where I want to get to. All right. Verse 25, it says, who hath divided a water course for the overflowing of the waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder, to cause it to rain on the earth where no man is, on the wilderness wherein there is no man, to satisfy the desolate and waste ground, to cause the bud of the tender herb to spring forth? Hath the rain a father? Or who hath begotten the drops of dew? Out of whose womb came the ice, the hoary frost of heaven? Who hath gendered it? The water are hid as a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. As you read the course of this, he goes back and rehearse the story of the first creation down to the place where he came in and destroyed. Glory to God. All right, now. Let's move on. Look, first, it's time to move on. Let's look at some of these battlefronts. So what we have now, we understand a third of the host of heaven fell. We also understand that the angels fell. And also those who were on the earth that Satan had power over, he had also deceived them, they also fell. So we got two categories of evil spirits, as it were. All right, turn with me Bibles now to Luke chapter 10. The initial rebellion was crushed. And Jesus, glory to God, on the earth, reflected back on it one day when he was talking to the disciples. Verse 17, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Watch this. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. I saw the fall. You got it? Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. But even Jesus references this rebellion, first rebellion put down, because he was telling them, I saw him when he fell. Turn with me in your Bibles now to Revelation chapter 12. Verse 7, it says, and there was war in heaven. We read it earlier. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found in heaven anymore. Jesus said, I saw that when that happened. And that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world, was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Got it? So they left the realm where God was, and they were cast out into the second heaven, the three heavens. They were cast out into the second heaven, cast out and having access to the earth. Please turn with me, Bibles, now to Genesis chapter 1. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. Because the devil didn't stop at that first defeat. Amen. He didn't stop. He's defeated. But he's on the earth. And watch this. Pick this up. Verse 26. God makes the man. He goes back to the process of restoring the earth. With the let there be's over the six days. Then he get here and he makes man. Watch this, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth. And God created man in his own image, and of God created he him, male and female created he them. Watch this now. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be what? Fruitful? What else? Multiply. Look else. What else? Replenish. The reason they had to replenish was because there was a plenish in the world that was, that got destroyed. So he says, Adam, you replenish. You don't replenish if there was not a plenish before. Watch this. Something else he tells Adam that gives us some insight. Replenish the earth. And then he tells him, you got to subdue it. He's warning Adam now that the devil is still around. And you got to be on your guard, boy, because there's still this uprising, this war that's going on. And if you're not careful, that which is yours will be taken from you. Adam was not ignorant of the devil's presence in the earth. It would have been unfair of God to put Adam here and let Adam discover the devil. But he tells him from the jump street, my Ebonics for the day. He tells him, you better look out because somebody wants to take this from you. Amen, amen. All right, now watch this. With the understanding we have right now, a whole bunch of other questions are answered. See, we must understand that there is no record of time. Because when you're dealing with eternity, time as we know it is never a factor. So we don't know how long it was that Adam walked the earth before he had the confrontation with the devil. Because there was no measure of time. Because time is always a measurement towards some end. Well, Adam was not created to die. So that answers some other questions. There were children that they had given birth to before he fell. Romans, put your ribbon here. Romans chapter 5. You want to know who Cain married? He married somebody that was already a human. He didn't marry no ape. Romans chapter 5, verse 14. Watch this. Are you there? It says, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgressions. There were those who had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. There were those on the earth when Adam sinned who were affected by his sin even though they didn't sin. It's insight here to a whole nother group of people that were already on the earth. See, what we've been thinking and what people have thought was that Cain and Abel was the first boys born. No, they were the first ones born after the fall. But the scripture tells me here that even those who were on the earth who did not sin after the similitude of Adam, they were also affected by Adam's sin. You got that? Now, turn with me your Bible somewhere and say, ooh. Genesis chapter 3. Come on, God. Ooh, yeah, hurry. I got to show you this. Genesis chapter 3. Lord, I got to get my shout out tonight. I just got to get my shout out tonight. I got to get it out tonight. Verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God made. And he said to the woman, hath God said, ye shall not eat of the tree of every tree of the garden. So we understand the devil comes to Eve and then he deceives her. She eats the fruit, Adam's sin. So it looks now like the devil is about to win another battle. Because now Adam forfeited everything that God's given to him. Dominion that he has is now lost. He's given the devil rights in the earth. But then God comes in, as he always does, And he judges the serpent first. Then he judges the man. Then he judges the woman. When he judges the woman, then he judges the man. And then he tells the woman that something is going to happen. Watch this now. Hallelujah. I pick it up at verse 16. It says, and he said unto the woman, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and the desire, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Now he tells her this after saying something to the devil that caught the devil's attention. Look back now where when he cursed the devil there in verse 13. Well, verse 14. And the Lord said to the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and the dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So now a judgment is cast on the devil, and the devil understands that that is a child coming from a woman. And this child that's coming is going to impose some serious judgment on me. So he understands this, and he goes to work right away to stop this from happening. All right, turn from your Bibles now to Genesis chapter 6. He goes to work. He understands that his judgment is going to be carried out by some seed of the woman. So what he intends to do, he intends to put forth this plan now to stop this from happening. Verse 1 says, and it came to pass when man began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Now, so this looks like these fallen spirits are now having sex with humans. Now, the devil's doing this because he knows if he can pollute the human seed, he can delay his destruction. Because a seed of a woman has got to come forth that's going to bruise his head. So now he's got these angels, his fallen angels, they're coming down and they're having sex with these people and bringing forth a whole nother race. And the Lord said, my spirit shall always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. And there were giants in the earth in those days, also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, and they bare children unto them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were evil continually. And it repented God that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. So now God's now is getting ready to destroy the earth. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the ground, from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Why? These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. Underline the word perfect, because when you look up that Greek word, it's pure. The reason Noah was chosen is because his lineage had not been polluted by the fallen angelic seed. He was selected not only for his uprightness, but he was the only pure stock of Adam left. Glory be to God. Amen, amen. All right, watch this, watch this, watch this. Now, so God, now, the reason he destroys all life on the earth at the flood was because it was all polluted seed. The devil, his angels has gotten it now and had sex with men, and the whole human race is polluted stock now. So that's why God wiped them all off the face of the earth and preserved the only pure human Adamic stock that was left, which was Noah and his family. And then he tells Noah, Noah, it's time for you to replenish the earth. See, what I want you to see is God's plan in the earth to keep his plan alive. That he works diligently to keep his plan on course. And he never lets the devil get the upper hand. So now I got to preach this last part. So what happens now, and we'll read it in the Bible on tomorrow, God takes these fallen angels and he changed them in the earth. He put chains on them. In the book of Jude, we find out that there's a whole race of angels who are chained in the lower parts of the earth. And they're chained in darkness for what they've done. God judged them and chained them in darkness, but they think they were successful. Because the last thing they understand was that they had polluted the entire race. So Jesus, glory to God, when he died on Calvary and he went down into the earth, the Bible says he stopped by at the prison where these fallen angels were to tell them, you thought you stopped me from coming, but I made it. Glory be to God. And every now and then when the devil rises in your life, you got to remind him of some of the past victories and let him know, we fight now, but I'm going to tell you, I made it in the past, and I'll make it. Amen. Amen. I'm out of time. Glory to God.